Oh, speaking again with Regina's Jacob, kid. Jacob, you know, your college days at Indiana Wesleyan University is kind of coming to an end here, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. We talked in October of 2019 about your start in golf in Regina after Royal and out of Kitapa and things like that, and talked about how your college days were going at that point. You were really happy. Now that they're over, I guess you're kind of starting to reflect 4 years at IWU. What's kind of going through your mind right now?
Yeah, Clark, thanks. It's just been pretty crazy, I guess, here with graduation last week. It honestly doesn't seem real yet that, you know, I've got a college degree under my belt, got 4 years of college golf, and lifelong memories and relationships formed. That's kind of done here. It's pretty crazy. It was an awesome experience. Wouldn't trade it for anything. A little sad that it's over. You know, made tons of friends, roommates, and the memories I made on the trips with the guys, I think are memories I'll have for the rest of my life, you know, and those bonds and relationships that we formed there is pretty crazy. The growth that I had during the 4 years, you know, as a person and as a golfer was just awesome. It was really, really a great experience. And, you know, coaches were great. Teammates were great. Thank parents for supporting me and letting me have that opportunity to play 4 years of college golf in Indiana. It's pretty cool. Just an awesome overall experience. Don't know if it's really set in yet that I'm graduated, since I got 4 more years of school ahead of me starting in the fall at Indiana University. But, you know, I'm excited for it. Gonna miss my teammates and coaches and miss the school, but, you know, excited for the next opportunity.
Yeah, I talked to, obviously, golfers, and in my other gig, you know, I talked to a lot of hockey players, all like your brothers playing in the Western Hockey League. I think he's out in Kelowna now and playing, having a great year. But, you know, when professional athletes, anybody, when you move away from the game in whatever aspect you're in, it's more about the, you know, the teammates, the camaraderie, and that's going to ease the pain, perhaps, of you not getting that win, I think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, winning a college tournament was something I always wanted to do. Came close a few times. Had my best college tournament round in the fall down in Puerto Rico with a 67. That was pretty cool, having the first round lead. Had the first round lead another time, I think, freshman and sophomore year, just wasn't able to get it done. But, you know, had some great experiences and, you know, learned how to be a better golfer, manage my way around the course, which is awesome. But like you said, it's the memories and the relationships with the guys, I think, that I'll remember for the rest of my life. It sucks, you know, not winning a tournament, but I know the team won several tournaments, and that was awesome, and made countless friends and lifelong memories and relationships that, you know, I'll be forever grateful for, and just thankful that God and my parents, you know, gave me that opportunity to form those relationships and memories.
Yeah, so the messages we're trying to get across, I'm going to talk to Brody as well. As I mentioned, you know, Connor's going to play another year. Alex is going to play another year. Roman is now done. We're going to catch up with him at the Scotia Wealth once he gets back to Saskatchewan. But messages for people, you know, there's a lot of the Will Blakes, Luke Codys are going to go on to school, but maybe there's some on the fence, and, you know, you're going to be an optometrist when this is all said and done. But what advice do you have to these younger kids, Jacob, because you were in their shoes?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember being in their shoes. I'll first talk about, like, guys, you know, if you're on the fence, or girls, I would say absolutely go for it. Like, I know I always wanted to go down and play college golf and study in the States, but once it kind of becoming a reality, you know, I had some doubts, and I was like, you know, I'm moving 22 hours away. Is this something I really want to do? Like, do I love golf that much? You know, leaving all my friends and family. And I would just say, absolutely go for it. Like, you're going to make so many friends and, you know, maybe meet a girl down there, like I did. And, it's just going to be such a good experience. So for you, it's awesome. The 4 years fly by, but it's so much fun. And then I'd say to the guys, you know, like Will and Luke, who are already signed and getting ready to head down to Arkansas, you know, just enjoy it. you know, you're going to be upset after bad rounds of golf. You'll be pumped after good rounds of golf, but ultimately it's just golf. And, you know, I know those guys are great golfers and they're going to see a lot of success on the course. It can be a tough transition. You know, you're playing courses now that are 7,700 yards rather than, you know, 6,600 in junior golf. So it is a tough transition, but I know those guys got the game to do it. And, you know, I'm excited for them, excited to see what their future holds. And I know I'll be following their scores and their careers closely. We're pretty good buddies, so I'm in contact with them quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, and some others, their goals are to, you know, play professional golf, whatnot. You've been adamant that yours is to be an optometrist. You're going to go, you know, you got to keep going to school. But so where does golf kind of, you know, as we've talked about, game for life, right? And you're good at it. So where does it kind of go for you? Is it still, you know, seeking amateur titles back home and when you're done school, or kind of where does golf lie for you if it's obviously it's not going to be your career?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, really enjoyed golf, and it's going to be different, I think, not, you know, spending the entire summer several hours a day practicing, knowing I've got college tournaments coming up in the fall and then again in the spring. But it's still going to be a big part of my life. You know, golf has meant so much to me, and I've really enjoyed it. It's a lifelong game, and it's a game that you can play with your buddies until you're till you can't walk anymore when you're old. But yeah, it's I'm still taking my clubs down with me because a lot of my buddies live down in the Bloomington and Indy area down there that I friends I made at school. So we're still gonna try and get out on the weekends, play some golf, and then yeah, I'll play. I'm gonna try thinking playing one or two events this summer. Just you know, I really enjoy those events. I love seeing all the guys that I grew up playing with and seeing some of the older guys who are mentors to me. I love having conversations with them and just catching up because I don't get to see them a whole lot. But I'll be back at the Royal this summer too, working there and playing there with the guys. So I'm excited for that.
All right, all. We're excited to see you again in the summer, whatever time it'll be, Jacob. Congrats on a great career. You know, you worked hard. Things are going to just continue to go well for you. Thanks for doing this today, and congrats on a great 4 years at IWU.
Thanks, Clark. Really appreciate it.